supporting you in your dog parenting journey. The Dynamic Dog Owner with Debbie Potter. Hello and welcome to The Dynamic Dog Owner, the podcast designed to support you in your dog parenting journey to make your life with your dog a little bit easier and help you understand different aspects of working and living with a dog. So two of the main areas that people struggle with in terms of training an average pet dog are recall and lead work. And I think that's down to the fact that most people with an average pet dog, they have an idea and an expectation that walking their dog is going to be the best part of their day. It's going to be the most enjoyable. It's something that's going to, you know, get them a nice lot of exercise. It's going to be relaxing, enjoying the countryside, spending lovely time with their dog. And then reality is that often walks become the most stressful time with their dog. And that's quite normal. So don't worry if that is you right now. It is quite normal that recall and lead work are some of the biggest issues and areas that you need help with. And I think that is purely because those are the essentials. When you think about all the different things we teach dogs, recall and lead work are the essentials because we want to walk our dogs. All the other things that we class as fun are, you know, sports, games, exercises, tricks. We see them as a fun thing, whereas recall and lead work are a necessity to enable us to enjoy our walks. Therefore, we naturally put more pressure on us needing lead work and recall. The other things are just fun things we do with our dogs. But in a roundabout way, the more fun you have with your dog, so the more tricks you do, the more games you play, the more sports you do that don't require lead work and recall, in a roundabout way, the better your lead work and recall become. Because recall and lead work are primarily about connection between you and your dog. And although the tricks don't seem like they would have any relevance, you're learning lots of transferable skills. So building a relationship, bond, listening to instruction, self-control, problem solving, which all then will round in a roundabout way go into your lead work and your recall. And obviously, lead work and recall tend to be the big ones when it comes to walks, because we want to pop our dog on a lead, walk to a location, let them off the lead, let them just enjoy running around, not going too far away. We don't want them to pull on the way there. We want them to ignore stuff that's around them. And that is generally something we want to do, and we have a lot of time constraints. So generally it's, I'm going to walk my dog before I go to work. I'm going to walk them in my lunch break. Quickly walk them when I get home. Or, you know, we've got a time frame to do it in, it's going to get dark soon. So we tend to have this real sort of need for our walks to be enjoyable. And that's where then lead work and recall become almost like this sort of goal that we need to strive towards that almost feels unachievable. And it feels like a slog. Lead work and recall become a chore. Now, we've obviously done a podcast episode before on lead work tips and another one on recall tips. But today we're not going to look at those as in individual skills. We're going to look a little bit more about how sometimes the problems you experience on your lead or when you're off lead in fields are not actually anything to do with lead work skills or recall skills. They're actually to do with your dog's emotions. So what do I mean by this? If when you're practicing training, your lead work and your recall are actually okay. It's only when you put it into a real life situation. We can then look at what emotions are actually driving our dog, because in isolation, when we're practicing, they know the skill. So you've got a distraction element. If you're practicing in a controlled space, so in your garden or at a training venue or in training class, we obviously are giving our dog 110% of our time. We are giving all of our focus to them, which naturally means our lead work and recall are going to be a bit better. And we're in a non-distracting environment, so we haven't got too much going on around us. It's a relatively low distraction environment, and therefore our dogs get it quite easy, they get it right. Then when we step out into the real world, we naturally have distractions. So distractions of smells, distractions of wanting to get somewhere, distractions of other people and other dogs, all different things come into play. So there's one way, that's one way that it's not always about the emotions, but it can be around the distraction level. Now, emotions come into play because let's look at our dog's average day. You know, we have 24 hours in a day. How long does your dog spend outside in those 24 hours? For most dogs, it's probably an hour or two if they're lucky. So out of 24, they're only spending 1 or 2 hours outside doing what dogs do. So sniffing, moving, following things, seeing things, following scents, mooching around. So it's really common that dogs want to try and cram every element of their energy into that short period of time where they can do stuff. And that's why often lead work and recall are a problem in those times, because they are really excited. Being outside and getting to be a dog rather than being at home or sleep on the sofa is exciting, and we're trying to do everything we need to do as a dog in that short period of time. So sometimes the excitement of being on a walk can really affect our dog's lead work and our recall. And I think lead work especially in this one, because most dogs will pull from the moment they get out of the house, purely because they are so excited to go for their walk, which is not a problem. You know, it's we want our dogs to be excited to go for a walk. We don't want it to be a bad part of the day. So we want them to be excited to go for a walk, but we want them to still be able to manage their emotions and have some self-control. So if your dog, as soon as you step out of the house, is so excited and pulling and desperately trying to go places, it's likely that it's excitement that is affecting your lead work rather than them not knowing lead work skills. Equally, you've got other emotions. So some dogs, again with lead work, don't want to leave the house. And that's really quite common, that dogs don't want to walk from the house, whether that be because they're a young puppy and the world is very big, or there's somebody inside the house still that they'd prefer to stay at home with. It's really common. So again, it's emotions rather than lead work. If that's the case, take it slow. Take it super slow. Even if it's just we play in the front garden for a bit, we practice a few lead skills, then we go back in, it's absolutely fine. Likewise, if they're really excited, doing some exercises in your front garden to help lower that excitement that doesn't, because naturally dogs step out the front door and they go, wow, where are we going? And they're really excited. If you make stepping out the front door less exciting, so we step out the front door, we do a few training exercises, we go back in the house, it starts to get them, as soon as you step out the house, thinking and in a thinking mode, focusing their attention on you and going, what next? Equally, obviously, you've got rewards, and we tend to again think of rewards as being I give my dog a treat. Whereas if your dog is lead walked to the park, being at the park, being let off lead, being able to run, sniff, play with other dogs, that's the biggest reward going. So we sometimes lead work to a location where you are walking, you're going to let them off the lead, it's anticipation. So the emotion of, I'm really excited about going somewhere, I'm anticipating getting there, I want to get there quicker, that is then affecting your lead work. Their lead work skills are really good, but when we're walking to the park, their emotions take over. So recognising your dog's emotional state is really, really important. Obviously, we've talked about the emotional side, the bigger good emotions. Sometimes there's negatives. If we're a bit nervous, one of my dogs was really nervous on a lead when he was younger. He's still not overly keen on it, but he doesn't like the feeling of being on a lead. He's much more relaxed and happy off a lead. So he likes being in spaces where he doesn't have to have a lead on. So whether that's at work or in a field, he likes to not feel restricted. And that's just because he feels that he can make choices and move away from things that are potentially scary. If your dog's a little bit nervous and the lead traps them, almost keeps them having to go in a certain direction, sometimes that negative emotion of not feeling like I can choose means that lead work becomes a problem, and they try and pull away because they want to get further away from things. So when it comes to recall, we can have similar problems. Often recall is the exciting time. We tend to think that the only time dogs can have real fun is off lead, whereas actually they can have just as much fun on lead as off. But often dogs will associate certain places with certain things, and therefore, just like we have certain emotions around certain places, dogs can have certain emotions in certain places too. So if they always go to the park and get let off the lead, then naturally that association forms and the emotions are, when I get here, I do this. So it's partly emotions, partly association, and partly expectation. If your dog desperately wants to play with everybody, then naturally your recall is going to struggle. And sometimes that your recall is great. And this is where we often hear people say, my recall is brilliant. I have great recall until my dog sees a distraction. And that's when I would say that your recall is really good. It's actually your dog's emotions around a thing that are causing the problem. So if dogs, other dogs, produce really happy, exciting emotions to your dog and you can't recall them away from them, it's not always a recall problem. It's partly obviously recall skills, but the lack of being able to practice those recall skills is actually down to your dog's emotions around dogs. So when I see a dog, wow, there's another dog, I must go and say hello to it, rather than, oh, there's another dog, whatever. Now, again, this is the same on lead. So lead works brilliant until they see another dog or until they see a person. The emotions that thing in their environment creates, again, normally excitement, sometimes fear, that is what creates the pulling on the lead. Something is out of reach. I want to get to it, and therefore I will pull. So recognizing and understanding emotions and how they impact your lead work and recall is key to success. What is your dog trying to achieve when they're pulling on the lead? What are they trying to achieve when they won't recall from you? And is it not a recall or lead work problem, but actually an emotional problem? So we can talk about what we call neutrality. Now, neutrality is a great word. However, it has a lot of connotations to it because there are certain interpretations of it that I wouldn't agree with. My idea of neutrality is being neutral. So basically my dog having no big emotions towards something. And effectively that is often the problem rather than lead work and recall problems if it's your dog's emotions that are taking over. So being neutral means that I am calm, I'm relaxed, I don't have big emotions towards something that then affects my behaviour. So for example, if your dog is quite happy to ignore other dogs, they are neutral around other dogs. If your dog wants to desperately say hello to somebody, they are excited by them and they have expectation. So my interpretation of neutrality may be different to those you'd see elsewhere where people talk about neutrality walks, etc. To me, it is learning how to be calm and relaxed around things that would potentially create a dog to be neutral. And it's how we create that emotion that's the important thing. And for me, it's setting dogs up to succeed, teaching them new ways, gradually learning and developing the emotions rather than putting them in the situation and making them behave. So that's kind of the difference. But this is where the emotions actually affect the problem. So our goal is to create situations where our dog can learn to be relaxed, be calm, and then build on those emotions. And this is where having a good ratio between ignoring and interacting is really, really important. It goes back to puppy days where people talk about puppy socialization, and we have a slight misinterpretation that socialization is our dogs being sociable, when socialization is getting used to things in our environment and not having big emotions towards them. Neutrality. When our dogs are sociable, they are interacting and forming strong emotions around people and other dogs, which then can potentially create a recall and lead work problem. So for me, my big emphasis in all elements of training that I do with myself, with my own dogs and with my clients is we teach them how to ignore first. Dogs are sociable. They know how to interact politely with majority of people and dogs. That's not often something we need to teach a young dog. Obviously, there are obviously cases where dogs need to build confidence, but majority of dogs are very, very sociable and they want to interact with people and other dogs and animals. And it's our job to teach them how to ignore those things first. And then we can build on that by saying, when you are calm, you get to interact, so that they're entering into interactions in a calm manner, but equally they're very, very happy to ignore other dogs around them too. So if your dog is a lead puller and you do find them pulling on the lead, and generally speaking, it's only when there's stuff in their environment, so people, dogs, etc. And when you're practicing at home, lead work's really good, then I would suggest it's probably emotionally driven rather than a training area. And this is where training and behaviour really interlink. Again, likewise with your recall, if their recall is brilliant and they always listen to you and they always come back to you until they see something, it's probably an emotional change that needs to be made rather than strengthening their recall. Obviously, they go hand in hand. So we can create situations where we can practice recall around the distractions that create the emotions. So we're learning then at the same time we're training, but we're also building on emotions. And this is something that I would say in 90% of the cases that I see when people come to me saying that my dog pulls on the lead or they have a recall problem, 90% of the time it is usually down to emotions, situations, associations, rather than actually a lead work problem. Most dogs learn how to walk nicely on the lead and to come back when called quite quickly. It's more the emotions around distractions. So a few things you can do to kind of work out, do you have a recall problem, a lead work problem, or is it your dog's emotions affecting them? Are when you practice in the garden, at home, in calm environments where there's not too much in your environment, how is their lead work or recall on a scale of 1 to 10? So if there are no distractions, if they can do it brilliantly at home, then I would probably say, you know, if it's high up on that scale, then their training's really good. They've got good foundations. If when you are around other people, the lead work and the recall, the scale of 1 to 10 is much lower, and if you're around dogs and the recall and lead work 1 to 10 scale, you go there 2 out of 10, that's a good indicator for us to say it's actually the emotions, not the skill. And obviously working on the emotions can be quite tricky, and it's something that can take time, and it's something that often needs a little bit of guidance. So think about your dog's emotions and try and put yourself into their mind and go, right, how are they feeling right now? So for example, I've stepped out the front door, they're excited to go for their walk, therefore excitement is taking over. If they desperately want to say hello to something, okay, this is where it's their friendliness that is taking over. If they're a bit wary of something, it's their potential fear or uncertainty that is taking over. Is it training or is it emotions? The best thing to do if it is emotions is to talk to somebody like a trainer or a behaviourist to say, right, how can I help change my dog's emotions? How can I help build on these? It's not always a quick fix, and it's often something that can take some time to improve, because changing emotions takes time. We've said about it before on the podcast in different episodes that we cannot simply flick a switch and change our dog's emotions. We have to do it gradually over time. So do contact, get in touch with us, get in touch with a local trainer or behaviourist to ask them about changing dogs' emotions and how we can work on that being neutral around these triggers. And in turn, that will then improve your lead work, improve your recall, and make those walks the experience you imagined it would be at the very, very beginning, and not quite as challenging as they could be right now. As always, if you found this useful, then do please leave us a review, rate the episode. We would love to hear any feedback. Do share it with a friend. And if you do want to have a look at our online programs where we can help and support you through your lead work, recall, and emotional problems with your dog, then do get in touch. Drop us a message, www.potterpaws.co.uk, and we would love to speak to you and hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. Thank you for listening to The Dynamic Dog Owner with me, Debbie Potter. See you next time.